Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And
and this is Roger.
He actually used his real name.
Yay, we're in
What's up,
Vegas.
Everybody? We're in Vegas.
We're in Vegas. Really nervous. This always makes me nervous. I don't know why, because...
Y'all, he's got the shits.
Seriously, like, before I came here, it was, like, explosive. Like,
well, that and the fact that he had McDonald's.
Right.
Shocker.
That didn't help. But thank you all for coming. Thank you for listening in the chat room.
What's
all
up, everyone?
All two of you, maybe? Everyone else is in the room, right?
Why are you looking to your side? You have it pulled up on your screen.
Oh, yeah.
Dumbass. Hi, everyone.
So we did not... We didn't prepare anything.
There's
today.
Like two people in here.
All right.
We have a laugh track. Everyone laugh.
That's a pretty good track right there, right?
Yeah.
So we accidentally wore the same shirt today.
Accidentally.
And we did not iron them either.
I told you. Anyway. So how's everyone doing?
Everyone had fun in Vegas so far? Has Roger been the best thing to happen to Vegas since last year?
Oh my God, I'm sweating.
Oh. No. This one up here is about to sweat a storm, so you're about to see them start.
This is like Whitney
dabbing
on crack.
Everywhere.
Oh, too soon? Yeah, a little bit. It's hot in here.
So let's talk about a little bit about Pride 48.
Sure.
And how...
Do we have the Donna Sugar thing? Do we have to play that again?
No, we do not have to play that promo.
Excuse me.
That's kind of fun.
Since you guys are sweating so much, we bought you something.
Oh, yay! Wow.
Mark and Ed has... They decided to bring one of our most favorite drinks we've ever tried on the show before.
Fairy water.
Oh, we have a picture. Wait.
Wait.
So, we're going to use this to try to get Roger to give the Mariah Carey whistle later
God
on
damn.
Today.
That's fucking...
I forgot what it tastes like. I mean, I think it's supposed to be cotton candy and something.
It tastes like fairy piss.
I would really just like to point out you can
it's
only
not
find
bad.
This, you can only find this at Walgreens.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like two
Walgreens.
For a dollar.
Walgreens.com.
So, let me pull
yes,
this.
Yes, shit.
Thank you guys for bringing us.
I have to pour mine in a little bit of water because it's like...
Wait, did you just pour that into someone's water?
In my water.
Oh. Okay.
It's my water.
Okay.
But I don't want to have...
No, because I had this cup here sitting with water and I'm like, that's not mine.
Oh. You should drink it anyway.
No.
That'd make a good show, right? Drink someone else's nasty water.
Anyway, so how's your week been?
My week's been good here, actually. I'm not sick.
That's
which
great.
Is the best thing. I've had plenty of rest, but I've also seen more shows than I have in the previous years because I'm not sick.
Then you've actually heard
but,
in the last
wait,
couple months.
Did I see saw? Did I say saw or heard?
I don't know. I'm sweating.
Yeah, and just it's nice to see everybody. I've been hanging out a lot with Melinda. She's sharing the room with us.
Hi, Melinda.
She shared one of her nice mommy poops before we came in.
Oh,
today.
My God. Let me tell you guys something, okay? This bitch gets up. What was it, yesterday? Was it yesterday that she got up? Did she did that?
This morning.
No,
like
yesterday.
15 minutes ago.
No, yesterday. I think it was yesterday. So she gets up, and she's like, yo, I got to go to the washroom, first of all. I love her to death. Anyway, so she gets up and she's like, I gotta use the washroom. I'll be right back. She gets up and she's like,
oh,
goes in there, comes out. She's like, I what? Just did a poopy. Dude, she
like
dropped
a
it like
man
a
poo.
Man. She was like, I fucking filled that toilet bowl in 2 seconds. I'm like, dude, seriously?
And then she wanted us to come look at it. And, then
and she
like,
was like, I
no.
wish I wouldn't have flushed because I'd have you come and look at it.
Yeah.
You are embellishing a little bit.
I don't.
I said it was like a bear poop, mountain-sized poop. I didn't say that other stuff. I'm a lady. You're not supposed to share this. Can you tell they don't have any content? They're having to.
Oh. Womp womp.
Snap. You got us. So we.
She was too cute for words, though, I have to say.
Well, I mean, poop's never that cute. I don't know. I mean.
I didn't say her poop was cute. I said she was.
Sorry, I'm trying to log in on my computer. It keeps running off or turning off. So what have you been doing? What have you thought about Pride 48?
Give I've been in my room crocheting. I've crocheted a bikini. I don't know. Hanging out with you guys.
Whose bikini?
Yours. No, I've been just hanging out and getting to know our fabulous two listeners here. You know, two.
Who were they? What's the two listeners' name?
You and Miranda. Melissa. Miranda.
You didn't even get her name right.
I know. Damn. God, I'm nervous.
Loser.
Whatever. I'm sweaty.
So give us the scoop. What do you... Who do you like? Who do you don't like?
I don't like anyone.
Oh. So no names?
No.
Okay.
I dislike everyone and love everyone. Huh? Oh, he's so cute. He's dreamy.
Yeah, he has a big old crush on Dr. Peter. P, I mean.
Did you just say penis?
Yes. Well, Peter.
Peter, penis eater?
That's you.
That's correct.
So what else have we done? We went to the big Ferris wheel thing. That
don't
was
call it a Ferris wheel.
Observation wheel.
That thing was that actually cool. Kind of scary. I had to sit down with Taffy. Where is she? She's not here.
Oh,
that cunt.
Not in here. She was earlier.
Yeah, she was. We sat together because she doesn't like heights.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care, but then after a while, I was looking down. I'm like, yeah, this is kind of scary. So I had to sit down for a minute.
One thing that was interesting.
That and the fact that I was kind of drunk.
One thing that was interesting is one side was, ooh, so beautiful. Look at all that natural parking lot.
Look
it's
at all
like
that asphalt.
All parking lot. And then you go to the other side, and then you see all the buildings from like the strip and all that stuff. But it was pretty cool. And then we had like a mini party at the top of the observation thing.
Let's just say that Mark and Ed needed to get like Madonna and get it together.
They did a pretty good job, I think.
No, they did a fabulous job.
Although I didn't understand what happened with the short bus and the long bus.
That was a lover's quarrel.
Thanks for bringing up painful memories. Is that what you said? But the buses were really cool. They were playing music, and there was champagne in there, and water, and a dance pole, which most of us dance on.
Yes.
I think Roger was a little prudish. I don't think he did it.
No. Those days are over.
No, they're not.
I would have pulled the same shit that them little white girls were doing in the front over there by the casino, by the poker table.
Oh, the six sad dancers? They're sad. Have you seen them?
I mean,
them?
It's like it's like Rihanna, like what's one of her popular songs? Like, Ponder Replay?
That's kind of old. They would not dance. They're probably not even old enough to dance to that song.
They still wouldn't even know it. Sack.
But what's crazy is the girls are like super hot. They have like super hot bodies.
And super hot scars.
I don't know if their hair is real though. I think they might.
Sorry.
Did you say scars?
I mean, come on. They all had chirins.
But I don't know if their hair is real. It looks kind of like. Do you think they wear wigs?
Yeah.
All of them?
You know that their hair is like pixie cut and then it's like everything is like snapped in. That's probably the reason why they all dance like this.
So their hair doesn't fall off?
Yeah, because it's all like fucking.
Could you please get up and show everyone how they dance?
Yes. No. No.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Go ahead.
Yay! Go up front.
This is. I'm not going to go up front, but this is how they were doing it.
And then, wait, can someone throw a poker chip at him real quick? They're really sad. They were even sad
last
year.
They had zero interest in being
there. But they've probably been doing it a long time. They don't like it anymore.
This is making me sweaty.
Okay, well.
I can hear. They were zero interest.
So, let's see what else we got here. Oh, my God. We have Can
we
a
talk
long
about
time.
Some of the trash that it comes in this place?
Like, for instance, this morning, we were getting our McDonald's breakfast.
The luxury of breakfast, really.
Right. I mean, there isn't a lot of breakfast places around here, right? And there's no, like, diners you can go to or anything, right? Mm-hmm. We already know that. Melinda was a lifesaver last night and gave me the most dry granola. I already had, like, cotton mouth from, like, drinking, and I needed, like, some water, you know? And I was like...
Well, let's discuss.
Can't swallow it.
Do we want to discuss why you have dry mouth?
Because I was drinking.
And?
Because I was drinking.
And?
And?
Nothing else?
No?
No?
Okay. No?
Okay. Just want to make sure.
And?
Covering my bases.
Well, why did you have dry mouth?
Because I was high.
Oh, okay. Well.
When in Vegas, I mean, you know.
Well, I, yeah.
Hi there. Late. Just kidding.
Oh, Dr. Stone has just met us. He must have just delivered a baby. Or he just came back from his bukkake.
Wait.
I forgot
Shame.
What else.
She was here earlier.
Oh, here's TJ, the person that stole my mayorship. Because she actually worked for it. No one does that. No one does that. What else do we have to talk about?
We were describing what we saw this morning.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Oh, so we're having our breakfast, and then, yes, Tim.
So, guys, I can't get past the shirts. These are the exact same colors of 3D glasses. I keep wondering what you guys would look like if we all put on 3D glasses.
We would come to life.
We'd probably look thinner.
Oh.
Or I would, at least.
They would probably be a lot sweatier.
Wait, if you have a comment, please come up to the microphone so we can know who's talking about us. So this morning for breakfast, we're sitting down, and I'm like, oh my God, you guys, look to your left or your right. This girl had like a one-piece outfit on, but she had it like ripped all the way down like this. So you could, like, see everything on her side. And Melinda was like, oh, that looks like some nice evening wear. And I was like, hi, Taffy.
Oh, she came back. So she says.
Mm-hmm. So Melinda was like, oh, that's a nice evening wear. And I was like, well, it looks like maybe Sunday church wear today or now. Because she did not take it off from last night.
And then I said it could be the walk of shame wear.
Mm, there's a lot of that here too.
Oh, there's a lot of there's a lot of ugly wear here.
You're wearing it.
Oh.
Wait, I'm wearing it.
Wah wah. Dumb. Anyway,
I know that at some point we were supposed to give away a prize for Baron Frosty. Are we still doing that, or did you change your mind?
I got the magic dollar.
What's,
Yay! What, do
what
I
is
win?
The magic dollar? Like what?
I'll give it to you later.
Oh. Is it Mr. P? Is it Dr. P?
It's going to be a walk of shame.
Yay, I'm so excited.
Sounds like a walk of shame along with that.
That's okay. Shit. If it's a big dick... I'm not shameful of that.
I think that's the case.
Is it girthy?
I think it's bigger than Baron.
Oh,
baby arms.
Oh. Ain't it one
perfect for
fisted?
You.
It's not like throwing a sausage in the hallway. No. Mm. It's really No. You know what? You're lucky you're the sound guy. So we want to talk about, in the chat room, they're discussing they're asking some favorite topics. So someone said, Hoo Hoo said, what's your favorite porn video?
I don't really have a favorite porn video because I just go on XTube and just watch. Just watch and watch and watch and watch and watch. Until an ad comes up because I don't pay for that shit.
You just watch and watch and watch until an ad comes on. Until an ad comes on.
I do have to say, one of my favorite like porn star guys, and I only ever see him on Twitter. I've never seen one of his movies. It's just his pictures. Mm-hmm. I think his name is like Boomer X or something. He's like this Latino guy with all
these. He's got a big dick.
Yeah, it's like 14 feet long.
It's not that
Which, long. For you Canadians, I don't know how long that is. It's whatever you use. What?
Average for Canadian.
Oh, that's average?
Oh, Lord.
I just saw this study that they did, and they said the longest penises are in Germany. That's why Hendrik was like, yes, I'm glad I landed a man in Germany. But
I don't have a favorite porn star.
You don't? Yourself?
No.
Are you on XTube?
Mm-mm.
No. That doesn't sound true.
It is true. I mean, I have a profile, but I don't have any videos on there.
Profile. No videos.
None that I know of. Although there was that one time in Florida.
Who's Roger's Chon Chon? What is that?
Wisconsin boy. What's his name?
Oh. RC? RC Martinez?
RC. RC.
This computer is...
Oh, we'll be... No, Dan. No. We will not be bringing it in the nude.
The best... Gay Country West says the best porn star is Michael Brandon. He's connected with Big Fatty somehow, right? Big Fatty sucked his penis or something. I remember that. And it was like a live show, right? Or a podcast.
Ew. That's kind of gross.
Are we on camera? We weren't asked to be on camera. I can't.
Kathy Bacon is watching us. Hey, Bacon, can I get a lick of that saltiness?
Oh. Okay. All right.
Germans are hung. Duh. So are Polacks. Oops. And they're on
camera. So Adam just came up to us, and I guess we're on camera now, because yesterday when we had this totally awesome moment giving our confessions, there are some people that were controlling the microphones and the cameras that really didn't do their job right.
Gay Country West said
so they didn't get it.
Sorry, thought you were done.
No, I'm not done.
Oh, God, hurry up.
So they pretty much said we were the best interview they ever had in there, and then for some reason they didn't get all of it.
Adam.
Oh, you're pointing more? Oh. What were you going to say?
I said, no, Gay Country West said 10 inches and wonderfully thick. I don't have a picture of that.
10 inches is kind of long, right?
It's too much.
Is there anyone in here that has taken one more than 10 inches?
Of course you did.
Like, seriously, do you like feel it in your stomach? I mean, does it feel like go that far? Because have you seen that like porn video of the guy that has like that like 8-foot dildo and it's like inside and you can like see it going up in his lungs and stuff? Have you seen that? You've seen it.
I've seen cones.
Right. Okay, that's a little more than I'm really into. Road cones.
The cone or the 8? I don't. Which one?
No, the guy that had like the 9-foot dildo or whatever, and it was like inside of him, and then you could see it like go out. It looked like there was a baby inside of him, and it was like kicking him.
God, that's so gross.
It was really weird.
I've had 11, and that was enough.
You had 11 inches.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I took it like a pro.
So it's not like throwing a hot dog down a hallway down there.
No.
Sure? Because I would think after that.
Because I'm tight like a tiger.
You were not tight like a tiger after that. There's no way.
Nope, it was flowing.
Ew.
Just kidding.
So I want to talk about something. We kind of have a sponsor for our show. It's not something we've ever had before. It's kind of weird, right? Well, you haven't been here that long, so it's kind of weird for me because I normally don't have stuff to talk about. But, these wonderful guys over at scenttruck.com, They're a new startup for Cologne. They're pretty cool guys. They go to college in Canada, and they're trying to start up this program.
Canada.
So, yay, Canada's in the house.
What?
So, I don't know if any of you guys know this, but at my house, I have probably, I would say, 45 to 50 bottles of cologne. And I try to wear, you know, one each day. So, you know, because eventually, I don't even know if I'll even be able to wear all of them. But this
greedy
little service called Scent Trunk. You go on this website and you take this questionnaire about the different kinds of smells you like, or the different, you know, if you like beaches or mountains or deserts. I don't know who likes deserts, but anyway, you go on. What?
Sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls.
You like sweaty balls? That's one of the questions. Do you like bukkakis? That's one of the questions. Which is pretty much, do you like the smell of bleach? I guess that's.
I guess that's why they call it Scent Trunk, right?
Yeah. But it's these three guys that have started this at their university, and they're trying to get more followers or businesses or, I guess, customers. But anyway, you fill out this survey, and then what they do is for $10 a month, they send you three samples of the colognes that you were matched for. And what's kind of cool is some of these scents aren't able to be purchased, like, at your local Macy's or, you know, whatever high-end store you have. So you get this sample of a bottle of cologne that may be a little pricey, but you don't want to buy it because you're not for sure if you're going to like it. And then they send you this little box like this.
So cute.
And then
it's a black box.
Inside, they tell you, they give you the card of what your colognes are for this month.
Mm.
And then it tells you, like, the top notes, the middle notes, and the base notes of the cologne. So you try these out, and if you like them, then you can go to this company's website and order the cologne directly from their website. So then you're not wasting money on all this cologne, you know, that you don't need. So they supplied us in your grab bags with... Did I say something wrong? Why are people laughing?
Someone said Macy's is high-end.
Well, you know what I mean. Whatever. Department store, I guess I should say. So, anyway, what was I saying?
You were describing the... How to get the cologne.
Yes. Oh, so anyway, in your grab rags, they supplied you guys with coupons to start their service, like $5 off the first month. Also brought some extra sheets here if you have friends that would like to do it. Unfortunately, it's not something for women right now, but I think it's something they may try to work on. But they do have unisex scents that I guess you could try if you wanted.
Is there a code so they know that you sent us?
Yes, on this form, these great little things here, it says Pride 48 on it. So that's the code you would put in when you go to do your order. And I have a lot of them, so you can give them away to other family members, other friends, whatever you would like to do. But I want to say thank you to them for supplying that information, and hopefully that helps you guys get some more customers there.
Yes, thank you.
I was the sixth customer. That's how brand new it is. So, and I've been doing it for 5 months. Always get it on time. It's free shipping. So it's some pretty good stuff. So thank you very much. And what else do we have? What else we got?
That's it. Goodbye.
No, that's not even possible. We still have 30 minutes to talk about something.
Do you want to have an interaction with the two customers we have here, or the two customers. Listeners?
Yeah, we could do like a question and answer if people want to do that. Or
Do any of you two want to come up here? Damn, that's a good audio track we have.
Is there anything in the chat room that people are maybe looking for?
RC, no, it does not smell like our balls.
Oh, let me spell it out. It's scenttrunk.com. Because someone in the chat room.
I already said it.
Oh, you did?
I sure did.
Okay. It sounded like Ricky just called it a grab bag. Is that what's stuffed at the head of the bed behind the headboard? I don't have a headboard. Sorry.
So
does it smell like the foul monkey's balls? Nothing ever smells that good.
Oh, that's a good one. Sweaty balls. Anyway.
So let's talk about just podcasting in general.
Okay.
Since you've started podcasting.
Okay.
How do you feel about podcasting? Has anyone else related any information to you about some issues that you had because you talked about something on the show that you weren't supposed to talk about, or, you know, any type of controversy that you've had with your personal life because of podcasting?
No. No.
I mean, come on.
No. No, I mean, no one's ever, hasn't come up to me yet. I mean...
And your sister listens, right?
Every yeah, I have, like, coworkers and family members that listen, yeah.
So you didn't have a problem telling your coworkers that you're on the show and...
No, I only told a few select people. I don't, the
you know,
people
it only
that
takes
trust.
One person.
Yeah, I know, clearly.
Then there's a story.
No, there isn't a story. What do you mean there's a story?
Well, you said clearly, so something must have happened where it took
no,
one person.
I was embellishing. I was lying. Oh. I'm a liar.
Okay.
No, no one's ever said anything. My coworkers who do know, they like the show and they listen pretty regularly. Friends that do that I've told and like on people on Growler, like guys when I tell them like I got to go record, they're like, "What are you recording?"
Oh, on Growler. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we do get a bunch of Growler listeners.
Yeah, so I tell them and then they go and they listen. That's it.
But they never really respond when we talk about it.
Well, I tell them to. I mean, they probably like leave like.
They send you pictures of their penis. That's like the response.
Yeah, right.
And why
I tell them go listen,
it?
And they're like, "Bloop, penis." I'm like, well, "Yay, I win."
No, only you win though. I want to win sometime.
Well then, oh well, you can't do that because you have a husband to be.
I can still look at pictures.
Late. Late. Drunky.
Who was here first?
Lush.
Who was here first?
He was.
Go ahead.
So, Ricky, I've been listening to you since way, way before Julian, mm-hmm. and I'm still not clear how the name Foul Monkeys came about.
I don't know. It's just something that happened when I originally had my first co-host named Eddie, or he also went by Gina. It's just we couldn't really think of anything to say or to call ourselves because we were really two different kind of people. I was more, you know, relaxed and kind of like, oh, maybe we shouldn't talk about priests and little boys kind of thing. And he'd love to make those type of jokes. So it kind of came from that. And after he left, I was like, oh, I don't know how to change the name. I don't know how to do the RSS feed. So we'll just keep it there. And it's just been that name ever since. Taffy, yes, please ask your question.
I have a question. And as you know, I don't listen to your show or any show, so if it's already been answered, then I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No, that's, but I love you, so that makes up for it. A couple years ago, I don't know if anyone else knows this, that Foul Monkeys was the voice of Chicago Pride on the trams from the airport, right?
Oh, yes.
How did you do that? How did you get Foul Monkeys to that level, and were they, I mean, did you send them a demo tape, and they said, you guys are awesome, we're going to put you where when people land in the airport, they hear your voice, or how'd that work?
Oh, I wish it was in the airport. That would have been awesome.
Or I thought it was the trams or buses.
It was the buses for Bear Pride. So it's the buses that took the people for Bear Pride from one location to another.
That's awesome, though.
So Brad and Waylon, or mostly Brad, I think he was like vice president of that group, and then he pitched that idea, so... It was a little hard because we had to make these CDs that had like exact timing of every place that was going to stop. So,
did you actually get on
some
ride
listeners.
And listen?
No, I never got on to listen, but it was really weird because people that were on the bus heard it, and then people I don't know would come up to me and say, "Oh, I heard you on this bus talking about, you know, this crappy bar or whatever." I don't think we said crappy, but yeah. And I think RC Martinez is one of the people that we picked up a listener from there. I think maybe Tom. I'm not for sure. You were listening way before that. Yeah. Actually, Tom is the person that I was in Chicago for about 2 weeks. I was on a coffee date with this other guy. And we're sitting at the table, and I'm just talking to this guy, and this guy decides to go to the bathroom. And then all of a sudden, someone behind me goes, "Are you Ricky? Ricky Burton? And I'm like,
the famous yeah. Ricky Burton.
I know, right? I should have said that, but infamous. I didn't. And he was like, oh my God. He was here like on a convention, or he was here for work. He was like, I'm here for work, and I heard your voice, and I knew it was you, and I was so excited. So this guy comes out of the bathroom, and Tom's talking to me. He was like, oh my God, I've heard all about you. And the guy that I was having the coffee date, he was like, who are you?
Did you say I do porn?
No, I don't even know if I told him I did a podcast at that time.
You told me.
Because I was pretty new here.
You told this me within before. The... Well, you told me in the first, like, I think in the first date we had, you told me, like, bam. I
was not like, really a date.
What is that? What is
that podcast? Really was not a date. Because you took me to a really shitty restaurant.
When your tongue was down my throat, that was a date.
Oh, that was not even the case.
Yes, it was.
No.
Moving right
that
along.
That wasn't my tongue.
Yes.
Oh, that's not true. It wasn't either. That big. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I hope the provider's not listening to this.
Oh my God. Does he not know about that?
No.
Oh my God.
Oopsie.
Hi, Taylor. How are you? Hi. What?
What? No, he's not. He's working.
So I have a follow-up question to Tim's question. You said that it stayed Foul Monkeys because you didn't know how to change the RSS feed or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you, if you could have changed the name after Giant Left, what would you have changed the name to and why? I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Oh, NPR.
It would have been called like Ricky's Most Amazing World. Just all about me. So lies, yes. I don't know. That's a good question. I think that would be really hard. If I wouldn't have kept the name, I probably wouldn't have kept podcasting, actually, because I didn't know enough about it to able to continue it. I just knew I had to press buttons, upload the show, and boom, it's there. People are listening. And I still don't know anything about it. So please, if you contact me, I can just tell you it's in iTunes. That's all I can say.
Oh, and you always
which we're still them. Working on the website, because the website still has Brad and Waylon on there.
Ugh, I know.
We're working on it.
I want to scrub it clean.
I kind of want to get rid of the website. I mean, I don't really, not a lot of people go there anyway. They get everything through iTunes or a streamer or
I want to make it more interactive. But
like how?
I don't know. Just like more interactive. Like maybe have an uncut penis, and when they touch it, it
oh, goes. Uncut penis of the day, uncut listener of the day.
That'd be hot, real.
Oh my
hot.
God! Now I'm just imagining who that might be.
Taffy's uncut penis.
Wow.
Oh. We're gonna burn her town.
That takes me back to Live Journal days with Ricky when Ricky was getting started. Oh yeah, because Gay Country West, I've known him from a long time through Live Journal before I even started the podcast. Do people still do Live Journal? Anybody in here? Of course, Baron Frosty does Live Journal. I jumped ship when the Russians came over and took over the website. Do anyone else have a question or a comment? You could tell us anything you would like.
Yes, please do. Comments, questions.
For Ricky, how has it changed from Brad and Waylon to now Roger? What do you think of the show dynamic?
Oh, that's a really interesting question, Ricky. I'd like to know.
Well, one interesting thing is that I had two people on the show that were a couple. So sometimes it was kind of like I was talking to one person because they were talking about the same experiences they both had at the same time. So it could be a little, I was like, maybe I'm not talking as much, or, you know, maybe, I don't know. It really wasn't bad. But now that I have Roger, who really sucks at life, it makes it a little easier to do the show. Because you ask him a question and he says, no.
Gay?
Yes. Maybe.
Gay? What? Let's be clear. I've exponentially made your show better.
Can we get a clap in the audience if that's true? No, no.
I win.
That was a laugh track.
You wish it was that good.
We haven't talked about Mariah other than the bottle. Is there anything that we need to talk about?
Who do we need to bring back?
Who?
I heard that. Who do we need to bring back? Oh, that's just
we have a Roger
wrong.
Hater in the house. What? What?
I don't know who those people don't exist. So sorry.
Ew. So although we try to hide it on the show. Oh, wait, TJ, go ahead.
I do just want to give Brad and Waylon a shout-out because they're on their trip to Florida
oh, yeah.
to adopt their baby.
They haven't. I don't think the baby's been born yet. I think they're still waiting. Still waiting in Florida. It's hot as hell down there right now. Wait, what? Oh. Let's see, what was I saying before that?
What?
Oh, we're talking about Mariah Carey.
I toned out that entire 5 minutes.
Because it wasn't about you.
Correct.
So let's really talk about our situation with Mariah Carey and okay. how we feel about her divorce coming up.
Okay. What about?
I really feel this divorce needs to happen.
Yes, it needs to happen and quickly.
So that we can get
better music.
Yeah, like the best Mariah Carey music ever.
Yes, because she hasn't given us really good quality in a long time.
Since
1992.
Yeah.
Hold your comments to the end.
That she's probably accurate on the time frame.
Right.
When was the last time?
95.
Okay.
It was around 95 she switched over. But, I've lost my training.
I don't...
with her...
Yes.
Although we love her very much, we really think the divorce should go through just so that we can feel better about ourselves. And so that... We can have an album to sing to that we don't have to be ashamed of.
That's not true, Ricky.
Oh, can we do the? Can we? Are you in an air place where you could do your Mariah Carey whistle?
And no, my gift is hurting.
Mariah Carey whistle, do it, please.
No, it's not.
Do your best attempt because that's what you always do.
Oh Lord.
Do it. It makes for good ratings.
Anyway, moving along. so I just want to say that, Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation celebrated its 25th anniversary from its release.
I don't know who that is.
And that's really exciting. That was a very powerful album.
What has she been doing lately?
Recording.
And?
That's it.
She's and how long has she been recording? For about 20 years?
For 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's putting together.
She's like in.
She's putting together
Abu Dhabi somewhere, right?
She's no. curating an artistic album. That's what she's doing.
Didn't like Madonna do that at one point?
It was, yeah, she did.
And where did that go?
No Madonna shade.
There's
you.
No Madonna shade.
Thank you.
No Madonna shade. Please. Huh? No, she's married to a kabillionaire. Why would you divorce that? That is true.
Well, but she has to live her life. We're not going down that road.
As a billionaire?
She can, yeah. She's had a very traumatic life. Her pop star brother died.
Besties.
Yeah. She calls me all the time. Mm-hmm. What were we talking about now?
I have no idea what we're going to talk about.
Do you guys have a topic
is there
we
anything
discuss?
My chat room stopped working.
It's not that exciting right now.
I don't know. What were? Oh yeah, yeah. We have these from Scent Trunk. We have some actually free month subscriptions. We can do these. We have to have a question for people to answer.
Do you want
to
do like a little questionnaire? Oh, here comes a question.
So what are the multiple instruments that Roger plays, and does one of them include skin flute?
Yes.
He had his teeth fixed so he can play the skin flute.
I am a good cocksucker. I can sing. I'm a singer. I can play the piano. I could play the
Never
French horn.
Never heard it.
The bass drum, the tambourine.
Still haven't heard it.
The piano, the accordion.
Who can't play the tambourines?
It takes a lot of hip action. A lot of hip action. And a few other ones. So... Yes,
Taylor. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And did you say something about a survey? Because I would totally do that too.
A survey?
You said something about the survey. But I have a question for you first.
Okay. We can survey you.
Okay. Survey, read, whatever. Okay. Fuck, marry, kill.
Ooh, I love this.
Oh, no. I think.
Mariah.
Oh.
Janet. La chair.
Oh. That's good. La chair. So I would kill chair.
Yeah.
I would marry Janet, and I would fuck Mariah Carey.
Really? Because
I would like to hit her note from the bottom of her to the top of her note. It's a song reference,
but
you
unfortunately,
dumbass.
You can't do that.
Shut up.
I would say mine's about the same, except for Janet and Mariah would be switched, I think.
Yeah, well.
Because if you're just fucking somebody, you can't get their money. But if you marry them, it's yours.
Yeah, but she's married to a billionaire. Duh.
Yeah, but it's not all hers.
That was my response. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So let me think about some easy questions. I would think easy or as close as you can get. When?
How many people have had sex on this trip?
Oh.
Raise your hand.
How many of you had sex with a person inside this build, inside this room right now? The couple does. Oh, here we go. Okay. Looks like there might have been a foursome. Dr. P must have been filming it.
Right. It was those four there, and Dr. P was filming it.
Because he's like, I'm a doctor. I don't do that.
I was at the bottom on there.
Oh, gross.
Apparently, TJ and Taffy have an announcement.
Oh. we'll try to make these questions easy for this. I guess, because some of you know me for at least 7 years. So if you don't know, then, well, you suck. When is my birthday?
That's a great answer.
You're a winner. You're a winner. Come get it. Use the code to sign up for the service. They know everything.
That was good. Are you coming to ask a question or just answer?
I'm coming to make a request.
Oh, okay.
The Littlest Huffington tries out for cheerleading today, and as motivation, will you do your Easter cheer?
What if I offend someone?
You gave him grief for not whistling out of his butt or something, so you can't do an Easter cheer.
For the record, it doesn't come
out of his butt.
Ass.
Your Easter cheer is everything. So
all right,
you have to
I'll
show
do it.
It.
I'll okay, do it.
Thank you.
You have to do it in front of the mic.
No, I have to stand up to do it.
Well, stand up the mic.
Will I be on?
Here, you have to put. You can move the mic up. Move the mic up.
All right.
Here.
No, people can hear me, right?
No.
No. Kinda. Do it in front of the mic.
Okay. So are we ready? Hopefully, I spell it right.
Oh shit! Spelling by Foul Monkeys.
E-A-S-T-A-R, Easter. I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, we love everyone.
Where did you see that? Did you see that? Or did I show that to you before? Or... Oh, okay.
And that is on a video on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm in a nun's outfit.
And you're in
right?
a nun's outfit
yeah.
too, because that
my mom you know. About had a heart attack.
Why would you even worry about offending someone? This is the Foul Monkeys, sweetheart.
Well,
thank you.
I know, but you know when it comes
fuck
to
shit cunt.
God damn it.
All right, well, I'll just start saying what comes to mind then. I just won't have any friends.
Oh, I was about to run through a bunch of words right now that I stopped myself very quickly.
Oh, hi.
5 minutes.
I want to bring this one right here, Joe Z. Bring him on the microphone.
Work that microphone, lady. Work it.
First, he's like super cute, but doesn't he look like a famous person? He just walks around like, I'm Joe. I'm famous.
That's not embarrassing.
That's not true.
Look at me.
That's not true.
Yeah. No. We're going to take him out.
He's like, that's not true.
That's not true. Stop. Pictures? No, stop. He really wants to go to the chicken strip place.
Oh, that's right.
So before we need dinner. To take him there.
Who's all for that?
Okay,
tonight?
We'll go for lunch. Is it good? Is it worth it?
Some big people say no. Taffy says no, it's shit. That's exactly what she said. She said it's like eating turds. Well,
before we start, because we're running out of time, so I just want to say thank you to everyone that has joined us, all five of you who are in here. I want to say thank you to all
of
you guys.
There's a lot of people in here.
I know, there's
I appreciate
six.
All of them.
There's only five that I want to acknowledge.
Oh.
Just kidding. I just want to say thank you guys for coming in so early and joining us in this live podcast. It's been fun.
I also want to say the past couple months I've had...
I also want to say thank you so much for welcoming me to this... I'm just kidding. Go. And I...
I wanted to say thank you to the people that are actually here in this room or here in Vegas or in the chat room.
Yes.
A lot of you all came to my, I guess, help or need a few months ago when my mom passed away. And although it was a very rough spot for me and sometimes still is, there are plenty of people in this room that sent their... that they were sorry and their condolences. And I just wanted to say I really appreciate that because not only did it help me, but it also helped my extended family members because they didn't realize the amount of people that, just cared for me, but also sent that extension out to my family also. So I wanted to say thank you to all of
Sad
you for
Sally
that.
Coming out again.
Well, it's the last 5 minutes. I think that's the best time, right? What's the next show that's coming on? Oh, that's
Mandingo.
Even sadder, so. Oh.
No, but seriously, thank you guys for welcoming to this community. It's been a lot of fun. You guys have been really, really awesome. I feel very welcome. You guys have all been very friendly to me for the most part. And we're done.
We have 2 minutes.
Oh, we're wrapping up.
Oh, okay, we're done. I mean, we can play out,
minutes.
Right? Yeah, we have outro music. Oh.
Yeah.
Are you saying I should?
Thank you, guys. Hope you guys enjoy your afternoon. And we'll see you guys next week.
No, we will not see them next week because we're not going to be here.
Damn, our live audio.
You are so stupid. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkey.
Bye.
Bye.
Deuces.
Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
That was an awesome show.